The NAACP chose Martin Luther King Day to give an update on planning for the July convention. The civil rights group expects more than 12,000 delegates and says about 85% of the projected budget of $1.5 million has been raised, mainly from large corporations. But the group is still looking for donations. Convention coordinator Darlene Rose says the event will make inroads into unfavorable images about Milwaukee and the entire state.
We are the sixth most segregated city and state in the country, and we believe that this is a great opportunity to begin to eradicate that reputation.
Bill Phillips is a former Wisconsin Secretary of State and is a longtime civil rights activist. She agrees the segregation is still there.
It ain't over till the fat lady sings, and she's not even standing up. We still have a big job to do, and I think Milwaukeeans, especially those people who are still in another era, let them know that NAACP will be here until the job is done.
NAACP officials say they're working with governments and businesses to make for a long-term change. The civil rights group has fewer members than it did decades ago and is still looking for a new national president. But the association says it has recently cleaned up financial problems. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.